Welcome to your five for the day. Most visitors to Tenby, at some time or another, will walk around what I call Castle Rock, the headland overlooking the harbour. Passing by the kiosks selling tickets for Caldy or fishing trips, you come to the old, then the new lifeboat station. Continue a little further, and you reach the bandstand, and find yourself in close proximity to St. Catherine's Rock, which has recently been opened up to tourists. My wife and I like to move on a little further. Drop down to the next stretch of pathway, where we have identified a superb bench, out of the wind, overlooking Caldy and the South Beach. We can sit there for ages, drenched in the sun, well, on an occasional sunny day, just loving the beautiful, unchanging view. There we were a little while ago, and on this day in question, as beautiful as the sun was, there was quite a strong breeze blowing. We were out of the breeze because of where the bench is situated, and my wife said how nice it was that we were being sheltered from the wind. At times, my mind plays tricks with me. The psychologists might use the phrase word association. As soon as she used the phrase being sheltered from the wind, my mind went to two hymns we sing in our Christian fellowship, songs some of you might know. The first was written by a man called Augustus Toplady concerning his experience in Cheddar Gorge when a storm developed and he and his companion sheltered from it in a cleft or gap in the rock. This prompted him to write the hymn, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. The other hymn that started going through my mind was, The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. As I pondered these two hymns, which by now were going round and round in my mind, I began to think of their meanings. As we pass through life's experiences, each of us knows at some time or another what it is to pass through stormy experiences which invade the calmness of our lives. They may come from troubled relationships. They may come from physical problems that unexpectedly come our way. There may be influences that people are trying to exert over us which we know to be wrong. Whenever these circumstances come our way, most of us wish we could be sheltered from them and that peace might be restored to us. The biggest storms that blow against us are those that have to do with our souls. In the Bible, Satan, or the devil, is presented to us as the enemy of our souls. He is also referred to as the father of lies. An angel of light is another description for this created being. So what is his main purpose? It is to lead us away, as far as he can, from a God who loves us and wants the best for us. To do this, he assaults us with lies and misrepresentations of who and what our God is and can do. He tries to cause so much chaos and harm in this world, and there is lots of evidence of it today. On the other hand, we have a Saviour, Jesus Christ, who can bring shelter and peace. To be able to do this, he endured the worst storm ever, when on Calvary he paid the price for your sin and mine. Now he can grant us, in the middle of the worst storm, the peace of God, guarding our hearts and minds. We enjoyed peace and calm that day because of where we were sitting. You can enjoy inner peace and calm today by putting your faith and trust in Jesus. I recommend him to you, so that you too can have a shelter in the time of storm. Thank you for listening to Five for the Day.